This is something similar that happened last year when there was some displacement just before the elections in Mozambique. There was a group of Mozambicans that came into Malawi that received some assistance, lived in the local communities, and once the situation calmed down, they returned home. So that's basically what's happening in Malawi right now.
Is there any type of coordination between the UNHCR and authorities in Malawi in Mozambique?
Normally what happens is when the refugees come into Malawi, we work very closely with the governments. The government's responsibility to protect and assist the refugees, and UNHCR is there to support them. It seems that there's a lot of work inside Mozambique to try to calm the situation, so we hope that the situation is temporary and they'll be able to go back. But for the refugees that are in Zuleika camp from the Great Lakes region and other parts of Africa, the 23,000, we're very concerned about their well-being because of the food shortages. WFP, the World Food Program, who's responsible for providing food, is also very concerned, and they're trying to get donor support to be able to provide food in the camp. We've seen refugees turning to survival sex just to try and make ends meet.
Another situation is in South Africa. There is fears on the resumption of xenophobic attacks. Can you tell us what is happening in Grahamstown?
Last week, there was a xenophobic outbreak in Grahamstown, which is a city located between Port Elizabeth and East London in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa. There were some accusations made against a shopkeeper following the killings of some people from the town, unsubstantiated accusations that led to rumors within the communities, and then some of the locals went on a rampage and attacked and looted foreign-owned shops. So there's about a little over 100 people who've been displaced. The authorities have tried to calm the situation down, and UNHCR, through our partners, the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University Refugee Rights Program and another NGO, Cape Town Refugee Center, have gone to assess the situation and to see what the needs are, and then UNHCR will do our best to try to support the people that have been displaced. And we welcome the actions taken by the local authorities to try to calm the situation and to bring the communities together so that it doesn't spread like what happened in Durban earlier this year or in Johannesburg in January.